It's 8 a.m. Friday morning. What is the situation out at Caribou Lake Fire?
By the end of yesterday, firefighters have completed large sections of containment line on the east, south, and west sides of the Caribou Lake Fire. And all the containment lines were tested by those gusty, warm winds that we've had for pretty much the last 2 days. Everything held. There was no additional growth. The fire remains at 904 acres. We don't see that changing at all. The containment will just continue to increase. We're at 57%, and the goal is to get to 100% containment around mid-next week, around the 4th or 5th of September.
You project or expect to have 100% containment by the middle of next week?
That's correct. Still 80 firefighters out there. All they really have to do is button up that northern line that has a dozer line already, but now they just need to mop it up and make sure that there's no heat remaining. We didn't lose any structures, no reportable injuries. Yeah, we're not done yet, so we're going to finish strong on this one. It took a lot of different agencies to work together to be able to get this sort of result. For a long fire season, it's a good example of people working together and getting the work done.
So in order to be part of the containment line and be added to that percentage of containment, you have the dozer line, but also 75 feet in toward the center of area with no fire. Is that correct?
That's correct. No heat.
No heat. So
just not no visible flame. We make sure to get all the way deep into the ground, into the duff, to make sure that there's no heat remaining that could then spark up with some wind.
Even if it does dump snow and freeze, the fire could come back up in the spring after the thaw.
So unfortunately, when we have these summers that are really dry and we have these drought conditions, that is something that we've seen more up north in the interior, where we have fires burn deep into that dry mattress, if you will, of tundra. The winter comes, and then in the springtime, you get your first windstorm. It will get up into a tree. That wind hits it, what we call a rekindle. It's rare, but it does happen when we have these really dry summers. And then if the winter doesn't bring heavy rains and snow, it's just going to take a lot of moisture to get down into these 2 to 3 feet of dryness that's happened. That's for the Caribou Fire, Caribou Lake Fire, and then also the Swan Fire and some of the other fires in the south central area. It takes, they say, about 4 inches of sustained rain and in a short amount of time to really penetrate through that duff layer.
Okay, and are you going to be around town anywhere today or this weekend?
Actually, that's a good point. We will be posting today the update around town and then going out to Basarjan and making sure that those boards are covered with plastic, because we are hopeful that the rain will come. But I'm on my third or fourth week, so I will be taking the weekend off, mandatory.
Are you going to be returning to this fire when you get done with your break?
It depends how this fire is going. It depends how Swan is settling down, hopefully. There's always the potential that I would be flying to Florida for Hurricane Dorian.
If this is our last conversation, I just want to take a moment to thank you for being so informed and so available.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It was a pleasure to be able to work with KBBI. I'm glad that we were able to get on this fire and not lose any structures.
Thank you, Sarah Sarlos, Public Information Officer for the Alaska Division of Forestry.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thanks a lot. Bye.